company up there. Pretty good audio quality there. So anyway, next station up is a K8PV, I think, followed by WSU, the Papa Victor station.
This is Kilo 8 Echo Victor. Stream is really breaking up a lot, so I have no copying. If anybody is copying, I do have a question for who listened to HF, and that is that there is a very loud 9 level interference station frying on 7.31, and I'm just wondering if anybody has heard that and has any ideas as to what it might be. KAU, net control.
Okay, well, I still didn't get the full call sign, but you're pretty broken up as well. So I think we'll just run through the list quickly and the night. I assume this is due to... next up is WSAU Matt. Try, give it a go. We'll see.
Only half of this is going to make it through, so I'm going to talk for a little while anyhow. Let's see. So most... There's been a lot of things... in my 20 years of working in AV electronics where someone is something on heat, but I don't think it's ever actually been heat. It's always been like some sort of a software issue that was in a place that was kind of warm and someone said, well, it must be the heat, but it's some sort of software issue or occasionally a hard issue, but usually some sort of program issue. Let's see, spent some time today stopping down the board of about half of the stuff is kind of growing towards the power lines cut down, so that was good. And I've got fascinating floodings. Like, I don't seem to remember them talking about that much in the Skywarn training. Does anyone have any good way to do that? I was driving through, and I was gathering that downpour that, actually, I'm not sure if it did rain like that in Burns Park or is it only over at Carpenter and Ellsworth. Looked like it just kind of sat there for a while. But there was flooding on Carpenter, and I drove through that. It was definitely something I should be driving through, but I didn't really have any great way to estimate how deep it was. So that's all I have. Other than that, so I think you back to that.